It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Happy Friday. Happy birthday Eve to Alex Clark.
Yay.
Yeah. 833-JOE-ALEX. I would love for you to call in at 833-563-2539. So my friend texted me about this whole situation. And I mean, keep in mind, guys, we're weird. Like, I'm not saying this is a bad thing. I didn't know this actually happened. So I would have been freaked out too. Because if my wife does this, I don't know it. My friend walked in on his wife in the bathroom last night, shaving.
I am the bearded lady. Yeah. I am the bearded lady.
Shaving her face.
Yes, not in other spots. She wasn't, like, ladyscaping. She was doing her whole face. Like, she had, like, shaving cream on her whole entire face. And I guess, like, she had, like, one of those little, like, plastic razors or whatever. And was going through, and he's like, what the hell are you doing?
You can shave your mustache. You can braid your mustache. I choose the latter.
I always thought, like, ladies got waxed and plucked. I didn't realize that you actually shave your face. 833-JOE-ALEX. Do women actually shave their face?
So, I don't shave my face like that.
Okay.
But I do use a tool called an eyebrow razor. And it's not like a regular razor, like how you're thinking of. It's literally like a stick, and it has like a tiny little like blade on it.
Yeah, I know,
like,
what you're talking
one
about.
One blade, and it's not like a razor blade. It's like prickled a little bit, and it's just to get baby hairs around your eyebrows. But so now what women are doing nowadays is they're using it to shave off their peach fuzz and also dead skin on your face because, one, it makes your makeup lay way better. Your moisturizer gets into your skin way better, leaving your skin more moisturized. Also, it's a big anti-aging process because it gets all of the dead, flaky skin off your face, which the dead skin will...
What's that?
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Pork chops being a mixologist still.
Yeah, we're still making drinks in the studio celebrating Alex's birthday.
It helps prevent wrinkles because the dead skin can cause wrinkles on your face. So it's a, yeah, it's
so
all
women,
around
great. So there are women that are kind of shaving their face. My buddy's wife is not that weird or like not that different. Like some people actually do that.
I mean, the whole shaving cream thing, I don't understand. And like
you're just shaving
razor,
the hair off.
The whole razor thing, I don't really get. But yeah, what I'm talking about, shaving off your peach fuzz is very normal in 2019 for women to do.
I'm not saying it's, I'm just saying I've never seen it. That doesn't mean it doesn't happen. That's why I'm kind of asking. 833-JOE-ALEX.
So I have not shaved my face, although I did go get dermaplaning done by a esthetician.
What is that?
It is exactly what Liv is talking about. It's just like a teeny tiny razor that like they whack off your peach fuzz all around your face. However, it did not improve things for me. Ever, I used to have normal to oily skin, and literally the day after I did that, my skin was wrecked. Like, I have so many struggles with severe dry skin on my face that after I did that, for some reason, my skin was so dried out. Also, whenever my peach fuzz was all taken off my face, for some reason, my foundation wouldn't stick. I used liquid foundation.
Really?
It would not stick on my face. It was like, it just like... I'm telling you, it just like slid right off. It was the weirdest thing. So I had to wait for my peach fuzz to grow back, for my foundation to stick back on. It was so strange. So I don't ever want to do that again. I don't know if it was the place I went, which very well could be the case. I never went back there though, but I feel like they messed me up.
Oh, I love doing it. I'm like addicted to doing it now.
I get my upper lip waxed though, but I'm a brunette. See, Liv is blonde. She's very, very naturally blonde. So I don't even think you probably need to do this.
No.
I mean, I do though. I definitely have to get waxed. I've had laser hair removal all over my body.
Yeah, I've never had any of that.
Alex is like, hey, I heard it's No Shave November.
Yeah.
You guys want to have a little competition? Let's do this.
All right, well, I'd love to hear from you on our Twitter. You can send us something, at Joe and Alex Show, if this is kind of common. Because I, after hearing this, and I guess I looked it up a little bit online last night, and from what I've seen, yeah, there actually are a lot of women that are doing it now. They say it helps. Hey, Joe and Alex Show, who's this?
Hey, this is Shelly.
Hey, Shelly, are you shaving, or is this common, or what?
I was just calling. I'm on my way to work. I was calling because you guys are talking about like women shaving their face and dermaplaning and all that stuff, right?
Yeah. What do you want to say?
Well, so I got ever since I got my face waxed once. Ever since then, if I don't go like every 2 weeks, it just grows back in almost like super full and coarse. So like I have to shave now because I tried to do it the right way.
I heard that's a myth that like if you shave, your hair is going to grow back thicker. I heard that that's a myth.
But she's saying it's true for her.
No, so I got the wax. I got it waxed. And after I got it waxed, then it started. You know how it's supposed to grow in like thinner after you wax usually?
No, I didn't. I didn't hear. I didn't know that.
So I was told by the esthetician who did it. She's like, oh, yeah, if you wax, it comes back in thinner and lighter. Because I'm also a brunette. My hair is like almost black.
Yeah.
And after I got it waxed, it came in and it just it would not stop.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so now I have to take something to it, and it's so frustrating. So I'm like, oh, I'm a dude. Oh, no.
She is the bearded lady.
But you're a good-looking dude, though, so we appreciate it.
Hey, I'm here to help.
Is this okay, actually... All right, Porkchop said this is what it sounds like. Is this true what you got going on over here? Are you just, like, trimming up a little bit?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. There you go. That's what, Alex, is that what you want for a birthday present? Do you want us to get you a weed whacker?
Yeah.
All right, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.